What if a healing journey from a chronic disease is supposed to be beautiful? Your recovery journey is supposed to be amazing. But you most likely don't experience it that way. And in this podcast, I'd like to tell you why. The reason that it's not beautiful can be labeled with one word: resistance. So you're resisting something, and this can be life, yourself, your image, your body weight, emotions, your environment, you name it. And what that does is that a state of resistance activates the fight or flight mechanism of the nervous system. And most people who are having a chronic disease are experiencing constant stress hormones and think that there is something wrong with their nervous system. But there is nothing wrong with the nervous system, and you don't need to fix it. And it can actually be very simple, not easy, but simple, to wind down the stress response and to get into the opposite word of resistance, which is a state of allowing. And after a few weeks of being in that state, people often mention to be in that 70 or 80% recovery zone. So you don't need to fix your nervous system. You need to fix the way that you're dealing with yourself and life by going out of this constant resistance into a state of allowing, of being at ease. Even though you don't like your circumstances, your symptoms, your life, the best you can do is to go with the flow and to go with the current instead of swimming against it. Fight or flight means that you are resisting it with hormones of stress to either fight or flight. Of course, you don't like your symptoms, but fighting it isn't really going to make it any better. In fact, it's going to make you a lot worse. And over time, these stress hormones that you might have been addicted to for more than just one decade become so addictive that, for example, right now, when you're listening to this podcast, that you're also scrolling on your phone. Did you ever notice this constant need of input, dopamine? This is because of the addiction to stress hormones. If you detox from this response and this reaction, you probably feel weird and bored. This means that your stress levels are winding down and that it feels uncomfortable. Sometimes you'll even notice that you can arrive in the present moment, in the here and now. And it looks so weird because you've always been into an unconscious state of resistance against yourself, against life, etc. But you can just be. You can get into the flow. And if you use this period in your life to learn how to do this, this is going to be the most beautiful period of your life. I experienced many moments of ups and downs, of course, but I've got in my recovery journey a few periods that lasted around 3 to 6 months that were just so extremely beautiful. I was okay with my symptoms. I was okay with life. I didn't fight it anymore. I was in a state of acceptance. It's not easy to do this, especially not in our society. But I was okay. And now that I feel much better physically, it's difficult to say if my life is more beautiful than then. Right now, I'm working at this program and this, well, it's almost a company, I think, getting lots of emails. There are problems that I need to fix, but also I'm in a relationship. I have a dog. There is a lot more that I need to do. things that I need to solve, things that probably also put me temporarily in a state of resistance. But being in that meditative state in my recovery journey, it was absolutely amazing. Just being okay with what is. And you can do that actually very, very, yeah, it's not difficult, you know, to get out of the way, to let life flow. We do that in the first few modules of the release program. People think that these modules are weird. They don't like it that way. Before, they were all rushing to the letter modules to learn the big releases, to then complain and ask me why it didn't work. And then I always ask, did you do the first few modules, which are about healthy habits to get you out of the stress response? No, I didn't do it. So then right now I put I put a content dripping thing on so that every week you can enter a new module. And now I get the same amount of emails from people who think it's bullshit. They'd like to fight. So we can make this really complicated, these habits, to get you out of the stress response. I can teach you, for example, 10 crazy, complicated brain retraining techniques, visualizations, etc. You need to do it 100 times a day. And you got the feeling that you're productive because right now you're doing it. Or we can cut the crap and we can just stop. We stop this unhealthy stress response. We stop the resistance. We get into a state of allowing. And then you notice it's actually so simple. So of course, these 70 or 80% that can be recovered, can be achieved in a complicated way, these are important. But for me, these moments are when the real healing journey starts. If I get you into the 70 or 80% zone, by just stopping a lot of unnecessary things, by implementing these healthy habits, then we can really see what is activating your stress response. And then we can really work with it. Otherwise, there is just one big bowl of stress hormones and who knows where to start. And sometimes people ask me, these habits of yours, they make me feel really stressed. And that's extremely funny. So if the habit that is supposed to stop you from being stressed is making you feel stressed, then the only thing that is happening is that you're becoming aware of your stress. Normally people keep being addictive, for example, to scrolling, doing multiple things at once, multitasking. And right now they're just there. What happens then is that you become aware of your stress. And you didn't release it. So where is it? It's in your body. You put it there every day. You're fighting for your life with these distractions from your stress by adding more stress. And if you stop it, it's going to feel uncomfortable. And in the beginning, maybe the first few weeks, especially when you do it all at once, but I've got it divided in a few modules, you're going to become aware of your stress. And that's a good thing. You're going to become aware of this boredom, this feeling of detoxing from stress response. You're going to feel how tired you actually are. I can't make it any more beautiful. I would like to make it magical. But if you've been fighting for 10 years and you stop, you are going to feel that you're exhausted. Yes, but I want to feel better. What are your options? Keep distracting or keep fighting? Your options, if you are exhausted with this nervous system that is going haywire, is because you're always in a state of resistance and you need to stop that. And then you're going to feel how you're really feeling. And this is not roses and sunshine, at least not the first few days. But within a week or 2 weeks, this improves rapidly. And that what can be reached by 3-4 months of complicated techniques can be done, I think, within a week. But would you like it that way? And when you're calm, relaxed, when you really know how to enjoy yourself and feel at ease, stay present. Don't distract yourself with this stupid mobile phone. What's going to happen is that you're going to feel amazing despite having symptoms. But also the underlying cause for all this state of all this resistance that was going on is going to come up. And that will automatically put you back into a state of resistance. But now it's so much simpler to work with it and you can release it. And then ideally, after learning the tools from the program, you will be able to give, let's say, 30 minutes of your time to connecting with this stressor that is inside of you. It's not outside of you. It's not a pathogen or anything. That's probably the result of being in a constant state of stress or a side effect, let's say it like that. But this is probably an emotion and it's going to come up and it's going to feel uncomfortable. But if you then go again into a state of resistance, maybe unconsciously, and trying to feel better with 2 weeks of distraction, then nothing is resolving itself. But if you dive into the stressor then and connect with the emotion, then it just bloop. You cry maybe a minute, 2 minutes, maybe 3-4, and then it's gone. And then after that, your mind is blank. You feel calm. You're enjoying yourself no matter what. Yes, and symptoms can just disappear immediately. Because if you are constantly in this state of resistance, you teach your brain that whatever that is in your environment, from the here and now, from your bed, from your clothes, everything is dangerous. Otherwise, you wouldn't resist it. So you teach your brain that all these things, including emotions, but also people, are so dangerous that you need to be protected from them. And then your brain, like the limbic brain together with the amygdala, is coming up with a very cool plan to give you extreme symptoms so that you won't engage anymore with life. You go back to bed. It's the only place that you're safe. You have severe symptoms, but what do you do then? Do you allow the symptoms or do you go again into distraction? Resistance is that. And the more you resist something, the more dangerous it becomes, the more symptoms you need. Everybody wants control, right? But this form of control that we're looking for is a coping mechanism to deal with fear. So instead of dealing with the fear, feeling the fear, we let the fear control us by going into a state of wanting to control. And that's a state of resistance. But the real control is actually when you are not looking for control, when you're in a state of ease, of relaxation, of the parasympathetic mode of the nervous system. And by this chronic state of allowing, you will feel that you have more control, but not in the way that you used to live in the past. I mean, almost everybody wants to go back to their past. So that's the version that is going to develop this chronic condition. So we don't go back there. We go into the one that you should have been, and maybe that you were much, much longer ago. It's a chronic state of allowing, of not doing multiple things at the same time, like scrolling on your mobile phone while you're also listening to it. By being okay with what is, you can use your stress response in a healthy way. So you're sort of in the river, in the flow of life. And you're really enjoying the view. You're really relaxing, enjoying the water. It's amazing. But you see that further ahead, there's a rock on the left side. So you need to go a little bit more to the right. And then you use your energy to swim with the minimum amount of effort to the right. Maybe just 10 seconds of movement. So you can relax again. But when you're in this river, going downhill, going to the ocean, where there is an abundance of water, you're going to meet a lot of different people who are swimming up the current. And if you're not careful, they're going to convince you that what you're doing is ridiculous because you should swim upstream. That's what everybody else is doing. So they're going to judge you, manipulate you. But what they don't realize is that you are their next step in their evolution. They might look healthy, but they're not. You might look sick, but you're not. Because you are healing and they are sick. They just don't have any symptoms yet. But if we find what they are resisting in their lives, like fear, for example, if they have the need for control, and you're going to keep pinpointing them towards their fear or their shame or their anger or whatever it is, loneliness, for example, they're going to go around. They're going to do whatever they can to not answer the question or to not look at it. But if you're really smart, maybe you need 5 or 6 questions and they can't avoid their stressor any longer. And the consequence is that they will also experience the same kind of symptoms that you are experiencing. It's not that they're healthy and you're sick. It's really not. You are getting healthy and they are sick. It's the world upside down. But if you really know how to look at life, you see that almost everything is upside down. If you'd like to embark upon a guided program where we teach you every step along the way how to do this, then consider the release program. But it's a chronic state of allowing. Maybe you can try it, see what it does for you. I wish you a beautiful healing journey.